Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three on this Thursday, January 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate Tim, his prayer board, and everybody praying for Dave Agema today. Found out, talked with Dave this morning, stage 5 prostate cancer. And his doctor tells him this is the highest stage that you can have. And again, folks, you got to get those PSA tests done. You got to know those numbers and stay on top of it, especially when you get over 60. So definitely going to reach out to my doctor after the show and schedule a consult to get the PSA done. I think it's done with blood draws. It's enzymes in the prostate that they analyze in the lab. Your heart numbers, your prostate, and colonoscopies. Those are the top three things for men once you get over 60. Women as well, but most importantly for the heart and, of course, the heart numbers that you have to look at. Triglyceride, cholesterol, LDL, HDL, all those things are important for your heart health. So definitely. And colonoscopies for everybody. So something we just have to do is we're getting older, and it's something that we are going to deal with. So greatly appreciate Tim. Miss P, I forwarded your information to Tim. He's going to be reaching out to you directly. He got your information. He says his friend definitely has that cream that they're working on for skin conditions, so he'll definitely hook you up with some, and perhaps your husband can help contribute to the testing of the product. He says it's going to be a butter cream type based ointment for skin rashes and different skin irritations. So hopefully you guys can work that out and get together. I'll text you his contact information as well. Want to get back to Lansing. A couple things that caught my eye as I was prepping for the show last night and again this morning. And it's kind of interesting, the process that the Attorney General is using to press forward in charges. Oakland County judge ruled that the case against former state representative Republican Dare Rendon will move forward because she was not protected by legislative immunity when she allegedly called a Northern Michigan county clerk about obtaining access to their election equipment. The Oakland County judge Jeffrey Mattis made a ruling yesterday in a criminal case brought against Rendon. Also, former Attorney General nominee Matthew DiPerno, one of his attorney associates, Stephanie Lambert Gentilla, that would keep on track the multiple charges that include undue possession of a voting machine tabulator and a conspiracy to commit a crime. This story was broke back in August 1st of last year, 2023. The acts, as alleged here, are not integral to the legislative process. They were not within the sphere of legislative activity and thus outside the scope of the speech or debate clause, and therefore the defendant is not entitled to protection, stated the judge in his ruling. Because of that, the case could continue, he said. A second motion made by Camilla Barkovic, an attorney representing Rendon, to have the venue for a trial switched to one of the counties that Rendon is alleged to have called. Mattis said he would rule on the change of venue at a later date, and until then, there should be a pause in activity on the case. This prompted the possible trouble to the pretrial hearing that was set for February the 21st. You see, what they are looking to do is they would like to have a hearing of the jury that's going to be seated in this criminal case to be a jury of their peers, thereby switching it to one of the counties where Rendon is alleged to actually have requested the information from that county clerk. The concern we have is we need to start sending out and serving subpoenas probably in the next 2 weeks. So we're hopeful to get the motion to remand considered in advance of the trial so we didn't have to serve 60 subpoenas to people who may not be involved in actually hearing of the case, said Chief Assistant Special Prosecutor Tim Matt. Because the attorneys for DiPerno and Gentilla weren't present, Matt said that they would all have to work together to set a date for the preliminary hearing sometime in January. The trial was tentatively scheduled to begin in March. So we'll see where this ends up going. I spoke, like I said, last week to Matt DiPerno regarding Christina Caramo and other things, and he did mention he is planning on submitting some court filings to have the charges dismissed. He said once he files those, he'd like to come on the show and explain that to our listening audience. So, yes, we'll definitely entertain doing that once he files the motion with the courts so that then he can technically, legally talk about it. Until then, it's only what he plans as a defense. Not having been filed yet in court, you don't want to necessarily show your hand as to the details. And that's what I'm looking for, is the details of the case. Now, one of the stories you heard at MERS News Service has confirmed, you heard it here on the radio station from Michigan Talk Network, is the former staffers of former House Speaker Lee Chatfield. Both Ann and Robert Menard, two high-level staffers for former House Speaker Lee Chatfield, pleaded not guilty in the 54th B District Court, facing a combined 21 criminal charges by this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, related to bilking contributors of several politically connected nonprofits of roughly $500,000. The Menards were represented by separate attorneys. Well, who are these people? Robert Menard was Lee Chatfield's former chief of staff. His attorney is Robert Harrison. Meanwhile, his wife, Ann Menard, she was the former director of Chatfield's House Republicans External Affairs and is represented by the attorney Gerald Gleason. The pair were both released with no bond being set, with a $500,000 penalty for not appearing in court, issued by Judge Lisa Babcock. Judge Molly Greenwald will be taking over the case from this point. The two were given travel restrictions and other standard restrictions regarding no use of firearms, alcohol, drugs, through the Judge Babcock. And also, as a university town judge, she's accustomed to signing forms approving requests to leave the state with prior permissions. However, Babcock signed a protective order over discovery. She advised both of the attorneys And Gleason said he was told the discovery included personal identifying information. The attorney Gleason said the order controls the flow of information back and forth, so it cannot be shared with people who are not entitled to review it. And this is standard procedure in these types of cases. Now, one of the people that's been assigned to this case by the attorney general is the assistant attorney general, Bill Roasten. He's advised that the preliminary examination date be pushed back slightly to give the defense attorneys additional time to go through all of the discovery evidence, which he said is sad because it's measured in terabytes, quote unquote. According to the attorney general, millions of pages of documents have been obtained as evidence. Therefore, the attorneys defending the two need to be brought up to speed to be able to review the evidence and to understand the 21 potential criminal charges. Both of the Menards waived the 21-day right to a preliminary examination, which will be held at 9 a.m. on January 25th. The probable cause conference is going to be held on Friday, January the 19th. So, what are the actual charges? What are they looking at? Well, out of the complete list of charges in the case, they include one count of conducting criminal enterprises, conspiracy to commit offense, four counts of false pretenses, one false of pretenses over $20,000, and another one less than $50,000. They also have an embezzlement charge of $100,000 or more regarding filing a false tax return. The charges were brought forward by Attorney General Dana Nessel and basically were announced on December 21st, 4 days before Christmas. We'll continue to follow these charges in these cases. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Thursday. I wanted to remind you that you're invited, if you'd like to come this Monday, Torch Lake Township at 7 o'clock. It's on US 31, just south of Eastport. The monthly meeting for the Antrim County Conservative Union is going to start at 7 o'clock. We usually are done by 8:30, so you'll be home in time to watch the recording of the national championship game between Michigan and Washington. I'm going to record the game and be attending the meeting. Also, at the same time, 6:30 at the Sheboygan County Commissioners Boardroom, the chapters of Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan, and Presque Isle County will continue the video presentation by Chris Ann Hall on the Constitution. So if you're up in Sheboygan, Presque Isle County, you want to go to the Sheboygan County building, 6:30, the commissioner's room. They will be showing the video presentation of Chris Ann Hall on the Constitution and be able to explain more to you about their organizations and why you should become a member. Also, want to remind you, the class that's coming up, we're just 16 days away from the deadline to order the books and the guides for you to attend. Saturday, February 3rd in St. Ignace, 9:30 in the morning at the Little Bear Arena, the Mackinac County Republican Party is going to be hosting us. We're going to be training people on Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. So if you'd like to attend the class, text me class, and I'll send you the flyer and a link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can make your donation online. We'll order the books, and we'll get everything ready to go for Saturday, February the 3rd. And lastly, I do want to mention that Cliff Tellini still has some ground beef, Black Angus, Montana ancestry, raised in Onaway. 4-pound packages of the ground up beef. You can taste it, see if you like it. Healthy, unbelievable taste. You can give them a call at 989-733-2782. Just text me the word beef, and I'll text you a clickable, dialable link. You can get a hold of Cliff, and he can get you some samples. and you can discuss with him ordering a quarter or a half. They are all processed, frozen like a brick, ready for immediate delivery. So again, text me beef, and I'll text you back 989-733-2782. I did get a text message from Rick Worswack, 100% recovered from his heart situation that he was dealing with. And he's back home and absolutely fully recovered. So greatly appreciate that. Let's see. Officer Rick, newsflash, just for your information, I just got a call from another school resource officer. There was a school shooting in Iowa this morning. So pray for those kids and the families involved. Kind of interesting. It's happening right before the Iowa caucuses. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So we'll see exactly where that is. We'll find out more about that and report on it possibly tomorrow. Got all the stories in I wanted to mention out of Lansing today. One other last little quickie. The deaths, homicides in Detroit, well, good news, lowest numbers in 57 years. Last year, Detroit ended the year 2023 with only 252 murders. This was the fewest recorded number of murders since 1966, down 18.4% from 2022. That year they had 309, last year 252. The Detroit Police Department is giving its officers a $10,000 raise. Also, they are recruiting 200 additional officers. The department put these officers at community gatherings, block parties, and other events to deter potential problems. They also cracked down on neighborhood drag racing and working on drug busts. Historically, these events have been a source of fights and gun violence. So they are definitely trying to crack down on drugs and drag racing. Did not realize that that was a thing going on in Detroit. But evidently it is, and they're cracking down on it. So congratulations to the city of Detroit, getting tough on homicides, and it seems to be working. Well, that's it for today's show. If I didn't get your text messages in, I apologize, but we head back to the music now. The 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles,